Suni Rodriguez Alvarado decided to leave Honduras for the U.S. in late 2014 after receiving threats of violence from local police. She and her family were a part of a wave of thousands of migrants fleeing violence in Central America. Rodriguez and her family were detained in Texas after crossing the Rio Grande River into the U.S. The lawsuit says border officials tried to coerce her to sign documents agreeing to be returned to Honduras. They also confiscated and withheld her son's asthma medication and threatened to separate her from her son.
My worst trauma in the Dili Detention Center was when they wanted to separate me from my son and send him to a shelter. I didn't know anything. Everything was so unclear and I was afraid. I didn't know what would happen to my son.
Rodriguez and her son were in detention for 4 months. In that time, the family was eventually granted asylum. Aaron Cortes is a law student at Yale working on the Rodriguez case. He says it highlights issues with ICE's use of detention.
So I think that Suni and her case demonstrates to a certain extent the continuing problems with family detention and the policies that the Obama administration currently employs basically to deter people from coming to the United States.
The Rodriguez family are the first refugee family to seek damages for harm suffered in ICE detention. Leah Trusty, WSHU News.